I'm a poet. I do spoken word. I've done theater. Like, the list goes on, and okay. I continue to build on that. There was a brother named Paul Robeson in our past. He's fantastic, bro. He's like a black Renaissance man. Mm-hmm. He's a black man who just did what he wanted to do. You dig?
Okay.
Cause I don't want to throw no shade like on some Renaissance man. Like we got a reference. We got a reference. That the European Greek centuries and all of that.
You think
nah, we just right. do what we do, and we've been doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, So after that, I just devoted myself to it. My first live performance was actually with this group called, it's the choir at St. John's University called Voices of Victory. Mm-hmm. They did gospel. And when I went to get to audition, the brother said, his name is Nigel Grant. He said, yo, man, I went to audition and they asked you to do your range, top and bottom. He said, all right, I love your range. You sound wonderful, but you need to stop smoking. And I was like, all right. Cool. Yes, it does. It makes your voice worse than you. It does. You could have a better voice. Some people smoke and sing and they sound okay. Mm-hmm. If they didn't smoke and they still continue to sing, they sound phenomenal. It works against you, yeah. So you know, right.
I thought it was because you got older.
Nah.
I thought it was because you got old.
Dark side.
What he's saying is that you would still sound good.
Yeah, you gotta remember he was much younger. That was in the beginning. That was like he wasn't from this planet. Chris Brown, when he first came in, he wasn't from this planet.
Right now the tattoos is getting to his head.
Too much ink.
All the chemicals.
You got millions made of young.
Yeah. People, we lie.
I don't want to get on this business, but he didn't have a father figure when he came up. So absolutely, absolutely. Child rearing is a big part of it.
Now, you know what? Actually, let's keep up on that right there, and I'm gonna come back and talk about that for a second.
Having a father.
Well, it doesn't have to be just my father. You can go up, yeah, parent. And the difference that it makes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're gonna take a quick musical break, people. Hit us up here directly, 1-877-760-1422. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to on a TuneIn app. How about, we live on IG right now as well. Mr. C1985, alright?
You're listening to YakRadio.com, 24/7 around the globe.
First things first, I pop up, freak all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I damn not into Mitsubishi? Girls teepee when they see me. Never will creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coppin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once the blend, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress this bitch in diamond. Necklaces, fresh Lexuses, the second's just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach up. Climax that your man can't make, call a fella, you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
That your team can affect my cream. Gold and platinum, black since I stepped on the scene. Now I mean, keep the scene.
like Wimbledon. Watch the screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. The mama suits done killer. Play switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and better. Blue seas push beads with five in his eyes. Not gonna go cry for Mary Blige. I die for my back to steal. Chicken heads will set the deal. Reveal sexual acts of incomposed acts. The chocolate dime, watch the mafia shine. Girls, get your own, can't touch the dime of mine.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. But don't test me. You better move over.
I wonder why I shout the Marriott. Zoning on owning co-op, farms, rock, top, cooking the yacht. Scuffling, straight shots and scotch. Formulating up plots to escape from selling plots, cause it's scorching hot. Making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me. But tacky, got all kinds of undercovers coming at me. Perhaps he won't be happy till they snap me. And place me with half a track be sitting in the cast backy, but never me. See, my destiny to be forever free. And that's the sea on a hill that awaits for me. So plus just to visualize like a cold rush. Vivid enough to make living this a must. Plus,
break. Like I said, we got special guest playing the building today.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely left off talking about a couple of different things, but before we get into the topics and stuff like that, we got a track too. I mean, you got to let us know a little bit of the bio about this track before we drop it too.
Yeah, so to all the folks that's following, that's on here watching the live video right now, people could just check you out. Do they have to be your friend, or are you like?
No, I'm not even.
That's
private.
That's doper.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
I'm sorry. I'm private.
I was private for a bit, but I had to take it off.
Yeah, yeah, I was private. I'm,
nice.
You know,
I think it's
need,
better for business.
Honestly. Yeah, for business wise, so it's all good.
My
head
get
cut off.
But you know, the track that we're gonna put on sometime, it's called Something Stupid. It's one of my newest tracks. It's gonna be on my new album. It's called Colors. I'm actually aiming to release it in December.
Okay.
So y'all gonna dig it. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be fly. It's just a lot of great stuff on there. I'm a very transparent artist. I write my own material. The majority of the tracks I compose myself.
What would you characterize? Like yourself as genre wise?
If hip hop and soul got crossfaded, and then like they met each other at a bar, and they like had a child, that's what I would be.
Okay.
Hip hop and soul.
Yeah, it's hip hop and soul.
All right.
Married to each other.
Now the album, it's coming out, so you're obviously working on it. All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What would you say, as of now, is your most favorite project right now on that album?
You can say everything. I like them all, but my favorite track is actually what's going to be the last track on the album. It has something to do with living and dying.
All right.
And I think it speaks on the topic we just talked about,
You
know what I'm saying?
Like, shut, man.
Bruh.
To this, bro. You
rest in
short.
Peace to Mike O.
Yes.
By the way, Michael Oscar.
Okay.
Okay, he died at the age of 32, I believe.
Jeez, that's my age right now.
Yeah. You know what
our
I mean?
Age,
I'm 30.
Age. Word.
Yeah. Bro, it's real close to home. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing is real. It's real sobering. All the folks that knew him, speak well of him. You know what I'm saying? He was just a good, positive energy brother. You know, we used to hang out in the U building. Shout out to the U building crew.
The U building was a movie.
Yeah,
though.
It was a movie.
The U building was a movie, though. That U building, now we can't talk about that. What happened to U building? See, the U
building, word up. Word up, they're doing this movie. Oh my God. But yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure I pay my respects, and I'm gonna be there. They got a wake for him on Monday. If anybody else knows him.
Well, as a matter of fact, his brother, Greg Nice, shout out to Greg Nice. Talking about Greg Nice's brother.
Greg,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Greg Nice. Greg Nice is the Yak Radio family, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Nice, Yak Radio family.
Yeah.
One of the
first couple of DJs
show,
that we started up here with, as
yeah.
a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy, bro.
It's life. Bring the family close, man.
That's fact.
Yeah.
It's a small world, too, bro.
So, as to say, I always like to say, because the only way I even met him, me and this whole thing together. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it takes a heartless man, a spiritless man, to just not feel anything when somebody close to him has passed away. You know what I mean? So, as to say, if we wasn't in this together, we wouldn't feel nothing, would we?
Nah, man.
All right. Yeah.
But, I didn't even know him like that, but, you know, just to hear what just to hear what other people are saying about the dude, and just knowing that that's Greg's brother,
yeah.
You know? Feel for him already,
sure.
You know, you feel
more
it yourself, you know, you could only imagine, you know, you losing somebody.
What I've seen people write too, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
It's nothing but positive things.
Absolutely.
Like everybody, you know, kind of piggybacks off of just how kind he was, you know what I'm saying, so.
Anytime he sees you, he always had words of encouragement, he was just a real man, like, he was a real man for real, like, always positive, just, yo, do what you gotta do. To,
right.
Like,
I believe it's on Monday, right?
Like that. Huh?
The services is on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday from 6 to 9.
Okay.
It's in Hempstead, the joint, yeah, the funeral home. But I mean, you know, I just wanted to pay my respects, and I love to him. I don't like to linger on negative vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's a negative vibration, but if we're gonna talk about him, let's talk about him in light and not darkness. You know
of course.
What I'm saying? So, but that's my perspective. But yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, for the segue, but something stupid. Is one of the singles, is the single on the album. This one is like, it's nasty, it's cool, it's me. I think it's a good depiction of my personality. And, yo, chill, dog. Yeah, bro. It's ill. Mr. Libra know me for real, world. Mr. Libra know me. My love, she know. I've told her stories and about who I used to be. And we know how I used to be. And, yeah, is a wonderful time. But that was a wonderful chapter.
Yeah, we all got those.
Man. We here to secure the bag now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We gonna have those chapters, man, where we, you know.
Yo, listen, if we talk about certain chapters, man, we ain't gonna go crazy.
Oh, yeah, worry.
We can't talk about certain chapters.
No way.
We've all had those chapters.
You know what I mean?
Yo,
we don't want nobody. I love you, boo. I love you, baby.
You call me Turn Up King, yo. This man right here, he started it all, man. This man's the right of me right here, man. You know what I mean?
We could do a couple of shows just on that.
Yo, for real, man. Yeah. Like, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going to take us off air, man. For real.
But to properly say it, too, man. So we're going to drop the track. What's the name of the track again, bro?
Some Stupid.
All right. So, people, you know what I'm saying? We're dropping it in here first. YakRadio.com, all right?
Turn up.
You're listening to YakRadio.com 24/7 around the globe.
Pink cookies crushed in a plastic bag while I'm thinking about the lust that you should have had. And every time I wanna rush and go and get the cab, it's alright, cause tonight I'm gonna get that ass. I wasn't passed if a point guard was my label. You got my head spinning, baby, like a dreidel. I say, well, cause Play-Doh couldn't match the shape, yo. The way your waist holds, everything is placed almost like it had a say-so. The composition is optimistic, the way you make a brother feel good. Feel good, and if you would, I can show you how to get it when I'm harder than you still would. Still good. Besides your mind, like some hair while I ride on the 95. Girl, I still could. Besides your mind, like I was looking for diamonds inside your design. Yo, baby, I don't wanna make you feel like I'm anxious. But I wanna let you know that I might just do something stupid. Other bros, cause you had the other seat. I know I'm always talking about come out your clothes. Baby, we can take it slow, so you see the difference, baby. You ain't never met a brother quite like me. Always call your phone, need a night like me. Make sure that you're home safe, you want your own place, cause you know they can't nobody type like me. Lay down, turn your face round, put your ass up, playground, do what I say now. Don't you act up, I see you get your face up. I fucked up your makeup, said you don't let the average nigga go and fuck your Mac up. Back up a little more, baby, get the feeling. I like to watch it while I work, cause your boots are peeling. I like to watch it while you work, cause your boots are peeling. I like to watch it while you're around, cause your boots are bleeding. Oh, baby, I don't wanna feel like I'm anxious. You're so good.
24/7
Yeah. You got something, bro.
Yo, I'll be honest with you, you got something.
Yeah, you dig it?
I do.
Cool,
yeah, we do.
Love.
You got something. You said you're trying to drop the album. You said December.
Yeah, yo.
Okay. I ain't gonna ask you for a day, man, because y'all know, like, with me, I put a day and I ain't feeling it, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? You got to make sure you have it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like to give the people something to enjoy. Like I said, hip-hop is soul.
Yo, for real, like, yo.
Yeah. I definitely got a bit of somebody told you that they got a bit of Kendrick vibe to that?
Yeah.
Has anybody said that to you?
Only him
said that?
Today, yeah.
The Kendrick vibe was that, right?
Yeah. I got that real West Coast.
Yeah.
Not, you know what? Not just like I was telling him. It's not a Kendrick thing, but I can hear him coming on there and spitting a few.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The vibe, yeah. You got the vibe.
Remix, for sure. What's good?
Speaking on that, I don't know if this question was asked. You know, I can't remember. My bad. Okay. If you could choose to work with any artist, who would you work with? And why?
I feel like it's tough to ask somebody one.
He may have.
No, oh, you got one?
If there was somebody that I could work with. I'm really a big fan. I really am a fan of the kind of stuff that Kay Trinata puts together. I don't know if anybody here has heard about this. He's a Canadian artist, Kay Trinata. He had a song with did the track for the internet called Girl.
Internet is lit. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. That's like, yo, that this guy. K-A-Y, it's one word. KAYTRANADA. I'm like, I know when I get to a certain point, my manager's gonna be like, don't plug anybody, blah. Nah, son, this guy, I'm from the era where you show love, yo.
Show love, you put on.
I appreciated seeing stuff like, you know, seeing that era where we was like holding ciphers and talking to each other, yeah. And like, you know what I'm saying, like on some just sharing wisdom.
Don't worry, BT gonna call you real quick.
I'm with it, yo. I'm with it. I'm with all of it. You know what I'm saying? Cause we gotta fix it. We gotta break this whole thing that's going on. All we got is us, yo.
People seem like now they're showing love, like they try to use it as you trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like dig rock somebody. Like people can't understand, like, yo, you gotta to get love, you gotta show love too.
It's true.
At the end of the day, it is what it is.
Negativity overpowers in this world.
Yeah. The negative word spreads two times fast.
Promoted.
Matter of fact, probably even faster than that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I always been my fault.
That's the truth, bro.
Yo, I always been supportive, bro. That's one thing, man. I always
feel like some people, like, yo, and I know some people like this, like, personally, like, if they're not somewhere in their lives, they won't support somebody who is.
I mean, I kind of get it, too, though.
I get it, but I don't agree with it. You feel me? I feel like, yo, it's good karma. I feel like, yo, if you're doing something big, I feel like I should support you. Why? Because it could probably open up a gateway for me as well.
Mm.
You feel me? If I'm showing you love, that's positive karma. That's good karma. You
follow
me? Later on in life, yo, you may look at me and be like, yo, damn, son, yo, remember when I was here, you was telling me this, that, and that, yo, I got an opportunity for you, man. When you show love, later on down the line, it comes back to you. It may not be from that person that you was showing love to, but it could be from somebody else. You feel me? So even if I'm not somewhere in life, I'm still happy with who I am and where I am.
Yeah.
I love myself. I love what I'm doing. I may not be doing as much as other people, but I love what I do. I love that I can support my family. I love that I'm here with y'all and I'm chilling and we listening to good music and we got a great guest. I love all of this.
You're
so, I show the love, I get it back. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody should be the same way. You know what I mean? Yo, just because you're not where this person is don't mean you can't buy an album, or don't mean you can't be like, yo, my bro, I like your song. But some dudes don't like what you do, and they won't even tell you that because they just want to hate. They're mad because they're not where you are.
It's how we're programmed though, and that's what my purpose is on this earth. It's to show people the other choice. You know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with my lady last night, right? She was mad tired. I was like, yo, what's good? How you feeling? She was like, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm like, all right, cool. I said, yo, you ever look in the mirror and smile at yourself? She was like, nah, I don't see the purpose. You know, does any...
Yo, I do that. He was like, yo, all right, guys, let's go. Like, you got to leave early,
how?
With pure happiness.
That is so important.
Bro, I'm not feeling myself.
Yo, come on.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with
feeling
myself.
I'm not talking about it. Speak on it.
I'm not feeling myself. I'm expressing to the world like, damn, this is me. Like,
no, but this
I'm
is
out
you.
Yes.
This is you looking at yourself.
Yes.
And I
love myself.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with feeling yourself.
No one's going to love you better than you loving yourself.
That's it, right?
If somebody,
I see, like, I see my dudes on. I may hit you up and I'll call you, like, yo, I see you do your thing, but I just
right.
have to pick them.
No,
right.
I just, you know what I mean?
No, but you know who is coming from, who's real with it.
Sometimes you don't.
People, I don't trust Sonny all the time. Sonny hit me on the gram, like, oh, Sonny sees, like, yo, I see you doing thing. I don't think he's going to be malicious about it. I don't think he's looking for a come up. I'm not going to be like, yo, you didn't like the pick. Like, you know what I mean?
It's past. You can like the pick.
Because liking the pick,
it don't mean
nothing. You
know what I'm saying?
Double tapping.
Yeah.
I do that.
Some people just like it automatically just off the name. Like, you see, like, C post something. You know if it really just
That's what it is, though.
That's just you. That's the thing.
You. But I know that's Lori. Lori, in my head, I'm like, see, like the other day, you like the picture, you took the time to make a comment. So then I'm going to take something, I'm going to acknowledge that.
The comment.
You took the time to make a comment. So
I'm
going to send my brother. And I sent my brother, like, yo, salute, you took the time to make a comment. But I do this every day, bro. I swipe and I like.
Oh yeah, I'm not even like that. We're so different in that regard.
I don't have to.
you gotta make comments.
What? What do I need to make comments for?
You're doing good.
You didn't hear what I said. If you understand Instagram, I'm not Brody. I'm liking. I'm burning time. I'm in a doctor's office.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
if it's my dude, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, even if I don't, as you know, like, I'll hit, like, if I see you, I'm like, yo, I see you. Like, even you. I see you put a pickup. And I mean, I may not, for me especially, because the time I work, I'll see something in the fall right after. And when I talk to him, like, yo, I see you doing what you're doing.
Yeah, like,
now,
yeah,
for,
sometimes I don't.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't.
When I speak to you, I'll tell you.
I don't got the time for none of that, personally. I don't got the time for Instagram at all.
I've been taking the crib, chill, set up, open it up, all of that. I haven't seen him in a minute. Cook food for love.
Of course.
I don't chill with Sonny every day. I cook food for always love. I'm not with Lloyd. It's always love. It's genuine love out here, sir.
Word.
Instagram is not going to determine my love.
At all. It never did.
There's a lot of people that hide behind that.
And most of the people that's not liking your pics or comments are the ones that's watching.
Exactly.
Yeah, that they really got
the... There's watches out here, me. There's
watchers out here.
They just don't use it as well. But there's another side to it as well.
That means they actually took the time to analyze the picture. That's if you use Instagram for those purposes.
I drive for a living. I drive for a living. How am I gonna comment on your on all the pictures that I like?
No, I get it.
I'm just saying.
Not every picture you've ever got. No,
I feel you. I feel you.
If I go to your thing and I'll see something and they say you're doing some positive thing, I'm like, yo, my dude, yo.
I got you right now, right? Because this is the world that we live in. We got to be careful with this whole technology thing because it's not more important than interpersonal relationships. It's not more important.
Yo, you'll be confused, man. People go crazy. Yo, you know what's so crazy? I'm going to interrupt you for a quick second. Like, you go to a party now. Like, for me, ever since I've been playing music, when I go to a party now, I kind of catch myself more into the music than what's going on around me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is good and bad.
Right.
It's a habit now. But then if you go to a party, you see shorties in it. Yo, people look nice. People enjoying themselves. But everybody next to each other is like this. Everybody. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, I think, let's say you go out with...
Crazy. Yeah.
Everybody is. No, it's like this.
No, you know what it is? Yo, what it is?
Yo.
You're living your life. And I do it.
What?
But I'm not always on, but I do it. But you're living
everybody
your life through social media.
Yeah, you can, man.
But yo, it is a way. It's a way, like, people like me, it's a way to let you know I'm out here. Like, I don't need your approval, but I'm out here.
Mm-hmm. You
like,
see,
I go to play show, I'm out here.
I'm at the fight.
I'm out here.
You ain't going to know everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
You're never going to know everything. Yo, you know what? And I realized that because the other day somebody asked me if I was in the Bronx.
Oh.
I didn't put you up
because
I didn't post
nothing. No, it wasn't you. You know what? Jeff, at the garage. But Jeff had, you know what I'm saying? Jeff had actually took a snap. I was in it. But I'm like, yo, I didn't post nothing.
That's crazy.
Now, I haven't seen you in like a couple weeks.
Wow.
Yo, you left your stuff in my car from last night, man.
Where?
We was out last night. No, I'm joking. You gotta be solid, man. That's one dude I know where. Yo, I know if any shorty I'm talking to calls this guy, him too. Like I don't even gotta hit him up. They call him up like, yo, you was a close? I already know. He ain't gonna think like, yeah, I was with him.
No. I be waking up, yo, trying to go.
Yo, for real, yo. Honestly,
y'all
say that.
Y'all
are when you got a circle,
you
like
gotta
that,
know.
Girl,
you gotta
you
know.
Let
you
know
gotta
the
know
fuck.
Your boy.
Yo, it goes back to that.
That's
meme.
Ill.
It goes back to that.
From the look, I don't got some. I got to look at him.
This is how you know.
This
is how you know your circle is real. Is when you call him and you need him to tell the truth. They say that, yo, you could tell the truth, okay? Yo,
that's
like, what was I doing last night? Just keep it a buck. And they be like,
Huh? They're like, yo, damn, like, I even know what to do.
Yeah, they feel like this. He really told us, yo, keep it a buck. Yeah. Tell him, right, I was at the, oh, yeah, you was.
It go back to that meme when they was like, yo, nigga, if I say the Knicks are playing, the Knicks are playing.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But you know your team is like, you know. But you know what's crazy?
Yo, man, we got more to talk about, man. We got Clay in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, hit us up right now, man. Number is
877-770-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247-247
home. We got a bunch of family in the building. Mr. Libra, what's good?
You already know, baby.
You
know what I
mean? Early, man.
You
yo.
Already know, Sunny in the air.
For real, man. Sunny in the building, Clay. What's going down,
yeah,
man?
You already know.
You love already know, man. Yo, we're going to get to some music right now, man. We're going to get into a little Caribbean vibe. Stay tuned. We got Clay in the building, baby. YakRadio.com. Let's go. It's Saturday night season. Woo!
I miss you guys. I'm all back. Keep whining. You guys then be a calling. Like hold me, do me, stand them. I told me I'm girls from the mind. Ooh, everybody tell me whiny non-stop. Me the business who have to see and talk. Love when they whine and twist and get it and do it like that. Girls, I'm all over, keep on calling. Like a restaurant show and they keep rising. Me on the road, maybe girl come sit back, get them relax. Ooh, they love it when I do it, upset when I go. They love it when they call me when I ask for the phone. Talk about that thing, got a mess on the go. They don't wanna leave me, but they wanna leave me.
She say that I'm destined to get next to me. This a girl that want sex with me, dress with me, nothing less sissy. So me give you the best of me. The girl that want like a dissy. One more shot and she get dissy. She have the itty, the real itty dissy. Take a long in the lady. Enough to say you are like me, baby. The way you are, you are baby. Enough to come back a man like the baby. Take a long in the lady. Rock it down from the floor, you're a baby. You're like Paris, not shady. Enough to come back a man like the baby.
We got caught in the fire. I've tried every day to get through to you, but you won't say anything. We both know.
Fuck me from time to time, but
YakRadio.com, 24/7 around the globe.
So we back now, put music away, people. Yeah. A couple of announcements too. Remember, December 22nd, Yak Radio's annual toy drive is going down inside of Panache. Yak Radio toy drive going down. If you need some info, definitely check the Yak Radio account. I posted as well, so if you follow me on IG, you're definitely going to get more information on that. It's December 22nd. It's a Friday from 10 to 3. Donation is, admission toward, you know what I'm saying? Any type of donation you want, money, whatever the case is, December 22nd, I just said that. December 22nd is going down, all right? Also, do remember December 10th is going down inside of the living room in Bethpage, right? Living room inside of Bethpage.
Memories, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been going down inside there. That's going to be a Sunday day party going down inside of there. December 10th. Damn, I can't remember days right now.
I finished. Said the day already, but okay.
I said it, but I kind of forgot.
December 10th. You're
December 10th.
Sunday.
December 10th. When is Sunday?
Yes, we got some in. Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
December 10th.
Sunday.
Memory right. Day party. Jeff
day
T.
Day party going down.
Floyd.
Well, we in there.
Apache, you already know.
A day party?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Right, we've been throwing events, so we got that going down. Something R&B else we're in the works with. I don't want to put it out yet, but hopefully pretty soon we should know.
Shout out to R&B Thursdays each and every Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living Room as well. You already know we're here. Jeff D on the ones and twos. You know, ladies, time to get lusty. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Also, DJ Will up next, 7 to 9. DJ Will here? Yo, DJ Will. Yo, Will. Yo, Will. Yo, Will, you on tonight? DJ Will up next from 7 to 9, all right? So, like I said, we got a topic that we didn't get into. We're going to talk about it right now. Yo, Will, man, yo, Will some liquor. Will loves liquor. But what was the question? Do we feel that growing up in a single-parent household affects, you know, how somebody is basically, how could I word it?
Somebody's business, their path, how they take on their path.
I mean, this thing has an effect on somebody's personality, like basically who you are.
I
want to go around the table. You don't agree. You think it doesn't matter.
I come from a solid family. Parents involved, both parents, and the family heavily involved. You know what I mean? But I don't agree because I have some friends who have grown up with single parents, and mostly their single parent being their mother.
Mm.
And to me, it's all about what you make of that situation.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some people who are going to take that, use that as, yo, I grew up this way, I got to be this way. There's some people who are going to take that and be like, yo, look, I went through this, my mom went through this, I don't want to do that, so I'm going to make better. So I don't necessarily agree. I feel like your decision, you chose to go that route.
Yeah. So you don't think, for those of people who's laughing, we got some people coming in right now online. You don't feel that growing up in a single parent household changes who you are, or your, you know me, who you are in this world, like, or your personality sense. Like,
I feel like if you accept that.
Do you think it has an effect? Is it a negative effect? Or
the individual makes it an effect.
Okay.
To me. The individual makes it an effect.
I mean, I agree because at the end of the day, you got to choose.
Nonetheless. You don't have to choose that way.
I don't think it guarantees. Right. Like, I don't think because you grew up with your mom and your dad, that means you're going to be, one of those model citizens out there. Hell no.
Honestly, there's kids out there, there's people out there who have the full solid family involved, and they feel like they get no respect, that they got to go the other route. Well, it's a choice.
You're missing the point, too. Just because you have two parents, it doesn't mean that they have a good relationship. Also,
I said heavily involved. Family and being, both parents are heavily involved.
Mm. Okay.
So there's some that still choose they need to be that way to get that supposed respect.
True.
It's choices.
Okay.
It's choices. It's what you make of that situation.
My parents went to church. They don't drink. Me, I'm a dirtbag.
I think we could all agree that having one a single parent has an effect on you.
Yeah. Now you determine what kind of effect it will have.
Good or bad, that's your choice.
That's sure. Okay.
Right? I just wanted to.
You grew up this way.
Put it the way that you said it.
Your choice. To me, what I think plays a bigger effect.
Yeah.
Circle.
Yeah, just your community.
Your community.
Right
your
on.
Friend.
Yeah, but I think it also depends on at what age you like.
Nah.
For example, if I meet people now, you know what I mean? Like, yo, we link up, you know what I mean? We going out, we doing what we do, whatever. It's a different story. I'm already who I am. You know what I mean? So you can't really influence me now.
I'm a believer. So
I still did what I wanted to do.
I think the real effect comes
being
from
real with you.
If you got your ass whooped. That's what I said.
Yes and no. Indulge.
Because it depends on what it, I think
that's
it does.
Thing.
But at the same time, it depends on. For me, I always tell people, all my boys, except one of my boys, I think didn't get beaten like that. You know what I'm saying? But all my dudes, especially the ones in here, I know we got our ass whipped. So the first time I got into a fight, I remember the dude hit me. I was like, what the hell? Yo, my mom, like, this is every other day. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. But I also see kids nowadays where they be doing some craziness, and their parents like, stop it, Tom. Like, what? My dad used to give me the look. So he's, you know what? Thankfully that he's here. We was wild kids, bro. And we would be running crazy from like 2 to 8. Matter of fact, I'm wild. 12 o'clock. Summertime, I'm talking about. On our bikes. My parents was home so like 8 o'clock, well, we wilding out. My dad would be on the balcony and give me that look. So he didn't have to hit me. I knew. Yo, as a matter of fact, they knew. If they see my pops before I did, like, yo, you got to go. I'm like, why? And I look up. Yeah, I go. Nowadays, you don't really see it like that anymore.
Yeah.
And I also feel like with the whole child abuse thing now, too, like, people are quick to throw that label out, too.
Yeah, but that's not even, that didn't even originate with us. Let me tell you something about corporal punishment, right? It's very simple. That's a black people thing.
What, so you, corporal punishment? It is a black
people thing. Ass whooping
is
a black people thing.
It is. I agree.
We support that 100%. It's living in this country. No, the spoons and the pots, that's a little bit too much.
No.
2x4?
That's
OD.
You don't need to get hit with a 2x4, bro.
Different size, you know what I'm saying? Let's say the people who are not growing up, they're not fortunate. You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, the discipline is like, get the fuck out of here, asshole. Like, you getting those types of comments. While you, like, you're, like, from the black community, you can't scream that. But it's a screen that's trying to get you a message to understand,
right.
I don't want you doing this.
Yeah.
But that one is just literally just like...
You know what's
not
there?
To me, I really think it's a race thing.
Yeah, it's different.
It's
a difference.
It's a race thing.
Let's speak about that, about what it is.
It's a race thing.
Right
on. When you're growing up, like, for example, when you're growing up, let's say you're growing up in a white family, you're going to get your... To me, you're getting... Discipline in a whole different way to
right
the point
on.
Where they feel like, oh, my dad don't like me, my mom don't like me, so I have to be that toppy, hottie, you know what I mean? But out here, you know, your mom just, I don't want this. That's your discipline is off of your mom not wanting to support you.
It's a difference in culture. That's really the thing that we got to accept.
But I don't wanna say that because I work with a lot of Caucasian dudes. And they all, the older dudes, I'm not talking about the dudes my age, all the older dudes said, man, my dad used to whip the shit out of me. I think, you know what I'm saying?
How?
White boys used to say, my dad, whatever was in front of him, they used to get beat with. And
I'm not even going to knock you. That's unusual, bro.
Yeah, but no, also, I'm talking about the older.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about these new age. It's they dimmed down, but because even the guy that's telling me how he used to get his ass whipped, he didn't do it to his kids. You know what I'm saying? But he says, yo, my dad, whatever he used to say,
What do you mean?
Type of ass whooping.
I guess that's. I guess is when it's kind of crazy. Like you just
getting punched.
You did one thing, and you and your dad just square up.
Not
or your mom.
Smack you in your mouth or something like that, right?
That's different.
No, but meaning like if they supposed to be home at 10, they walking in at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Nah, but you know the worst? You know the worst? That person's dad was a so dad had black maids. So that's no, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
about to say,
damn, bro.
It depends.
He wants a lot of good
like,
times.
A lot of the
taking
advantage of the
system.
The single parents who are tripling up on jobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Word. That's what it is.
Really taking advantage. Yeah, my life is great. My mom was working during the week. Yo, man, God.
Word. No.
Ever.
I'm not gonna
word. My life changed when she came back home, man. She's not like, listening to a lot of these interviews.
My curfew was really 10:30 because they didn't come home.
I was bringing curfew.
The best thing that happened to me was me being cool with this guy because I could be lying. I just told him I was at his house. Everybody went to his crib.
You see how you can tell your parents these stories now? You would dead.
Well, now you know what my mom told me, that she knew I was lying the whole time.
Oh, that's ill. Your
she
mom
told me
ill.
That. But she's like, she knows that, like, basically, I wouldn't listen to her anyway. She would hope that maybe sometimes I'm with this guy.
Would you?
They always think my friends are, like, real nice. They don't know these guys are really dirtbag scum.
You know, a lot of the ass-whooping is like, it's coming from a place of fear, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times the ass-whooping is on some, it's on
an
angle.
Yeah, I wish you said that. You got ass-whooping?
Hell yeah, I got
ass. You thought like it was warranted?
I think I was a badass kid from time to time.
When it was happening to you, how did you feel about it?
I felt like I don't never want to do this again.
Did you do it again?
Yo, not really.
Not really.
I love
to be honest.
I hated it.
No.
What do you rather? I'd rather get my ass whooping today and it's over with than they say, yo, you grounded for like a month. I'd rather get a
natural
than grounded.
I think that's being like socially distanced is a lie.
Nah, you know what? I only got grounded once.
I'd rather be grounded.
I got grounded once.
Y'all never been grounded?
I got grounded after Aspen, and I thought the world was ending. I promise you. Swear.
Bro,
that's a lie.
I ain't never learned my lesson.
I learned my lesson from being grounded.
Oh yeah?
No, not from an ass whooping.
Think about it. You get your ass whooping, you're gonna do it again. I got my ass whooping, then I got grounded. You're not gonna do it again.
Now you know what it is,
bro. No, man. I got grounded once, bro, and I still snuck out. I got caught right after that.
And you're just an idiot.
And I got another ass whooping. Now I was kind of like. Yo, there's this girl I wanted to talk to, bro.
Yo, I get it. Yo, sir, if I tell you a story.
You want to call me Adam's house?
Something stupid.
One time, man. I wanted to talk to a shorty, right? I used church. I was church. I got grounded, so he was like, yo, after church, you got to go home.
Oh, no.
So I went with my brother and my cousin. So I made my brother and my cousin go aside, and I walked shorty home, right? I came back. I used the whole church. We went after church. We went to get pizza, all of that. So I didn't come straight home. So my pastor's out the door waiting for me, right? And he's like, yo, where you coming from? I said, you came from church. And we went to the fucking youth group shit. Yeah.
You was there?
No! Oh. I used all of that, yo.
Oh, you let you ride?
Church? No! I got my ass kicked in front of the story.
Yo, I got beat one time.
Yo! Church ended like 1 o'clock. I pulled up like 5.
I got beat one time.
I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of funny.
It was
kind of funny.
I went out somewhere and somebody stole my bike. So I couldn't get home. And I was like, on the other side of town. So I'm trying to get home.
Yo.
And you know, back then, we had no cell phones back then.
Coming from Dutch was a bitch, dude.
Yo, when I got my bike back, shout out to the older guys, but Aaron's got my bike back for me. You know what I mean? Aaron's like, oh, no, I got your bike back. I didn't ask the nigga no question. I didn't ask him how he got it. I just said, yo, bro, thank you. Yo, I jumped on my bike and rode as fast as I could to the crib. Yo, I lived off the Dutch Broadway, right? Yo, from you could see my house from when you're like a block away. You could see the front of my crib. My dad was on the trunk of the car sitting there.
I heard I was witness to that.
I saw was a belt in his hand.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't clear because I was so far away. So before he could see me, I went back around, trying to go the other way. Real sun. So when I got back the other way, you know, I chilled at the corner of the crib and I watched him. He was still, I was like, yo, please, this thing goes inside. Yo, this man stayed out there with the belt in his hand on top of the trunk of his car. So I said, fuck it.
Yeah, that don't work, bro.
It don't work.
Yo,
I did that.
Yeah, that
I did
don't work.
That, and then I got downstairs, and your worst energy, my pops never said, drop your judge and for me to give you a beer. And the day I put on 3 pants, yo, drop your pants. I was like, me?
My dad didn't do that.
You know what sucks? When you go downstairs and get your own dump to get your ass looked
at.
Oh,
that's cool, because you could have, you know, when they used to hit you, you grab on the belt.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse.
This was like 12, 13, so we started getting stocky.
No, you grab it.
And they couldn't grab it from you.
You tried to beat me.
And one time my dad, I grabbed it. He's like,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm holding it. And it's like,
the belt got kind of light. Because he let go. Yo, that dude duffed his ass. Yo, I never been punched. Yo, I've been punched before. I never punched that hard. Anybody else, my dad. So it's like I saw a light on this side, but black.
I got dropkick.
Yeah.
My
father.
Yo.
But you know what, though? That's what they do. Yo, the bigger we get, yo, the higher. Because
you can take blows.
Right?
Yeah.
He
dumped me in the face, bro.
Yeah. I will discipline them sometimes. I'm not going to resort to that first.
No, not at all.
But, yeah, I feel like you do need that. I'm not going to be, like I said, I'm not going to hit you with some, like
brick. No face
punches, but you got to fear some type of authority.
I'm going to disrespect you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, DJ Will's time is up here right now. Clay, you already know you're welcome. You said the album's coming out next month, right?
Yeah. Also, we got, Kwanzaa Fest. That's happening on December 29th. I think it's a Saturday, but either way, it's going to be a fantastic day. Kwanzaa Fest BK. If you look it up on Instagram,
okay,
at Kwanzaa Fest BK, hashtag Kwanzaa Fest BK. I'm going to be there. It's going to be live music. It's going to be lovely. Mr. Libra, you already know.
Also, send me those whenever you get flyers too, send it to me as well.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, like I always tell people, I want to get a panel up because we usually got so much stuff. We didn't really talk about it last night with different topics we want to talk about. I want to have some females up in here too.
Okay.
We don't want to just have the, you know, the male perspective.
Lovely.
But we're going to work on that.
Lovely. Yeah. I'm down.
So, you know what I'm saying? We look out for that, people. Always remember each and every Saturday, we're right here 5 to 7. December 22nd, the Yak Radio's annual toy drive that's going down. inside of Panache, people. So make sure, you guys are out there. Bring a toy. You know what I mean? It's for the kids. 22nd, right?
23rd.
Damn. If you were just listening, 23rd. My bad. My phone is up there, so I can't. I got the wrong date. It's the 23rd. I'm sorry. 23rd, December 23rd. Remember that. So we're going to be inside there live and have you. Also remember December 10th. We're inside the living room. Mr. Libra, myself, DJ Apache, and stuff like that. So we signing off, people. Clay, man, yo, you always welcome back, bro. We dropped the track tonight. People.
Not to get mixed up with Clay.
Clay Yak Radio. Yes, yes, yes.
Formerly known as Clay.
So we out of here, people.
You're listening to YakRadio.com 24/7 around the globe.